got a phone call just before we started saying that the appellee waives oral argument. Is that the case?
Yes.
It is. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Did you hear it?
I'm here just in case you didn't get the message.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
So it's been there inside the question.
Yeah, I still plan. I want to see Justin in Seattle. I haven't seen him in so long.
Thank you.
You have to recuse yourself now?
No, I've done a couple of arguments with him.
All right, we're ready when you are, counsel.
Thank you. May it please the court, my name is Ian Spree, and I'm here on behalf of AB Automotive, their insurance carrier. This is a workers' compensation case. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal time.
That's fine if it becomes necessary, but my understanding is there won't be any argument from the athlete. That's fine.
Mr. Muhammad, the claimant, suffered this injury in July of last year, and the same issue that was before the commission.
Simplify this. It seems pretty straightforward. The process, standard review, causation is what you're challenging here, correct? Commission found that the claimant didn't stumble over his own feet, he slipped on hazardous surface, whether there was something spilled on the floor or it was really well waxed, or I'm not quite sure, you know. But given that, isn't our standard review that if there's evidence in the record to support the commission's conclusion, we're bound to affirm whether we might doubt the credibility of the claimant individually ourselves?
Sort of. So the question of whether an injury arises out of the employment is a mixed question of law and fact that's subject to de novo review. To the extent that it's based on the factual findings, those are that is credible evidence.
And here the commission found as a fact that he basically slipped on something.
And that's the problem. They're finding that the floor was slippery is speculation. They're finding that he slipped on something.
Well, he said he did.
Yes, he did.
Well, he said a lot of things, but one of the things he said was that I slipped on something.
At the hearing, he said that it seems that the floor was slippery.
And there's a video.
There is a video.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've seen the video, and it certainly would appear to me that he slipped on something. At least I can see where somebody would reach that conclusion. But sort of, as he kind of moved sideways as he's turning there, it looks like it wasn't his own feet that got tangled up in it, it was something on the floor. At least that's the conclusion one could reach.
And that's the problem with that conclusion, is that it's speculation. It's conjecture.
Well, speculation, if you see something, I mean, obviously the commissioners weren't present when it happened, but they watched the video of the accident actually occurring and concluded that the claimant is correct and that he said he slipped on something.
Well, it's inconsistent with everything that he said initially after the hearing,
incident. But there's video evidence.
Yeah, I know. The video evidence, although it showed that he slipped, there needs to be a causal connection between the employment and the injury.
Nobody's questioning he wasn't employed there.
Nobody's questioning.
This is his workplace.
Yes.
And so if in fact there was something on the floor that caused him to lose his footing, that would be compensable, would it not?
Yes, if it were the case that there was a slippery substance on the floor, then that would be compensable, yes.
And he said there was something slippery on the floor, and I'm going to suggest to you that the video doesn't at least dispute that, it arguably confirms it.
I still don't agree that he testified that there was something slippery on the floor. I mean, we have to look at all the evidence in the case, the recorded statement.
We have to take facts in the light most favorable to the prevailing party.
The commission did not actually find, as a matter of fact, that he slipped on something. The commission found that the floor was slippery. It didn't find that it was uniquely slippery. It just found that the floor was slippery.
And if that, to the extent that finding of fact is at issue, it need only be supported by credible evidence in order to affirm the commission.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
would I ask that question that way? It would save you a lot of time.
Well, whether or not the floor was slippery, there's a lot of evidence in the case that shows that isn't really a credible finding, even if The video does show him falling. It doesn't really show any uniquely causative hazard at the employment, particularly given all the things that the claimant said immediately after the injury. He tells the EMS workers that he doesn't know why he fell. In the recorded statement, he's asked a number of times, why did you fall? I don't know. Did you slip on something? No. Did you feel anything slippery on your feet? No. Did you see anything slippery on the floor? No.
You're referring to the recorded statement?
Yes, sir.
Those were pretty leading questions by the questioner, weren't they?
I will not concede that.
Very well. Well, let me follow up on that, because it seems to be the operative question here. It was not a leading question, and it's found on pages 12 to 14 of the Joint Appendix. And then this question, when your feet were twisted and you slipped, how did you fall? Answer, I slipped on the floor and it was really hard. It seems there was something that made me slip and fall. Now, just taking that answer in isolation, if it seems to be, if that's found credible by the commission, and implicitly it was, and if there is other evidence in the record that supports that, aren't we done?
My argument is that it isn't credible for a number of reasons. I mean, in the report, we can go back to the report.
But we don't have to sign the credibility. The commission does that. Unless
there was,
it's inherently incredible.
There was no
I think all three of us will tell you, day in and day out, we read transcripts. Mm-hmm. And I often find myself disagreeing with the fact finder in terms of how to assign credibility. But that's not our role. And sometimes I have to hold my nose when I write an opinion, but our standard is not what we have done in the shoes of whoever that backfinder was, but is there evidence that supports their conclusion, whether we would reach that conclusion or not?
There is no credibility finding in the opinion. Implicitly there may be, but although there was no explicit finding of it, so it's not a finding of fact of which you are bound, and based on when you compare his medical records, his recorded statement, and a hearing, there are a number of reasons to find that his testimony at the hearing is not credible.
If he fell for no without any reason whatsoever, there's clearly a lot of case law that says that would not be compensable.
Yes, sir.
We have case law, though, that where the claimant doesn't know, for example, on the one case where I wrote the opinion, where he was working at a construction site, and apparently fell through a hole where a staircase was going to eventually go, but it wasn't there yet. And the next thing he knows, he's recovering from unconsciousness, looking up at the hole in the ceiling, and nobody saw him fall. But the commission, and we affirmed, correctly inferred, at least we said correctly, inferred that, in fact, he fell through the hole as he was walking and carrying his load, around on the second story of this construction site. Here, though, we've got witnesses in the form of a video that says what it says. And so if the commission can look at that and say, that floor is slippery because of, first of all, you can see a sheen, I don't know whether it's due to wax or moisture, frankly, what it is, but you can definitely see a sheen of some sort of reflection off something where he lost his footing, and you can see his feet move to the side, just on their own. He's not stumbling over his own feet. They both just, as if he were on ice or something, as he makes the turn, I guess, to answer a question, you can see his feet move from right to left. Now, if the commission sees that and concludes, okay, he slipped on whatever is there, whether it's wax or moisture or whatever it is, if that's what he says happened, then it seems to me that's a finding of fact. Now, legally, whether that should result in compensation or not is you're correct, that's de novo
review.
But it seems to me the statute is pretty clear that if the injury is caused by a fault in the workplace itself, that's compensable. You're not disputing that.
I'm not disputing that. What we're disputing is that there's any credible evidence that it was caused by a problem at the workplace. And and that's the problem. The commission finds, as a matter of fact, that the only reasonable inference is that the floor was slippery.
What other reasonable inference would you draw?
His shoes were slippery. Based on the video, he is not turning to speak to a manager. There's a lot of testimony that he was turning to speak to somebody. He's walking in a straight line. He had been fasting for 12 hours the night before, based on the medical records. Those are all reasonable inferences. It is not the only reasonable one that he fell because of a flaw in the floor.
But that's the only reason that anybody gives, you know, is that he fell.
Because of the footing, the surface. Well, there's a number of reasons that are offered at the hearing that aren't offered before, such as he was turning to talk to his manager and that the floor was slippery. But this is different than a case of somebody who, you know, comes to at the bottom of a ladder and looks up. The only reasonable inference from that is he fell off the ladder.
The deputy commissioner almost completely discounted the earlier statements that you say were contradictory of what he testified to completely.
Yes.
Basically, we know that his statements in no way contradicts any of the testimony at the hearing, and that his recorded statement was brief and incomplete and essentially of no value to determine the mechanism of the accident. So how are we to take a different perspective on that? They gave it no weight.
I know, that's puzzling. I wouldn't...
Well, it may be puzzling, but can we reverse on it? Because we find it should have been given weight.
I wouldn't say that the finding that it is of no value is a finding of fact. Mm-hmm. You know, that is how the deputy commissioner interpreted it.
We can't make that finding of fact.
That the...
Well, we make a lot of decisions that imply findings of fact. Typically, we have a jury verdict. They reach the verdict, either guilty or not guilty, or liable or not liable, and we then look at the record, and anything that supports, by inference, that verdict, we're bound by. That's sort of what we have here, seems to me.
Based on the footage of the video, it is inconsistent with what is offered at testimony at the hearing, and therefore finding in favor of the claimant based on the hearing testimony throws into doubt the evidence that he offered at the hearing and renders it not very credible, is our argument, yeah, by and large. I'll save the rest of my time for rebuttal, if that's all right.
I'm not sure who's still here.
Yeah, there you go. You mentioned before that you might offer some argument.
Yeah.
All right. Are you waiving your argument, sir?
I'll give you a few minutes, if I can.
He's on the way.
All right, that's fine.
No objection.
It's Mr. Muhammad, correct? Just for the record, sir. Your name is Mr. Muhammad.
No. Arturo Hernandez.
I'm sorry?
Arturo Hernandez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes, sir.
No problem. Basically, and I'd like to thank you for letting me speak a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen of the panel. Haven't appeared before you in a very long time. When I first started out, I think I did about 50 appeals to your court. And from that experience, that's why I didn't want to do the argument. But anyway, in this case, we have a situation where it was perfectly stated by Your Honor that you have a witness here, and it's the video. But the important thing is that the deputy commissioner found that it was a combination here that was the basis of the causation. And one was that he was at a meeting. His general manager kept talking to him. He kept turning around, and the video shows that, and he kept listening. And he testified that he deemed it part of his duty of respect for his general manager to turn around and respond and listen to him. So therefore, that made it a work duty, and that's important for causation. The second thing is that the floor was extremely buff and waxed, and he testified that it was very slippery, more than usual. And the important thing is that the deputy commissioner made a finding of fact that it was a combination. If it had been just one or the other, I think we'd have a problem. But she made a specific finding.
Well, I'm not sure you would. I mean, in the abstract, it seems to me, if nobody had been talking to him, but we had a slippery surface, in other words, the fall was caused by the workplace as opposed to you know, stumbling over a shoelace or going here or whatever, that it would still be compensable, it seems to me. So,
well,
I mean, I don't want to stop.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Bigger,
that's,
but,
that's, fine. That's fine. One of the things that also was testified is that he testified that when he got turned around, his feet were twisted to the side, and therefore caused more of an issue of forcing him to slip. It's my argument that the deputy commissioner, in view of the fact that he was doing a job duty, meaning turning around to talk to his employer, and that the floor was slippery, that combination is what caused her to make the finding of fact that he was credible. And the fact is that by the video confirming what he testified to is important. And I believe that that sworn statement was discounted completely because, number one, he had no interpreter. This gentleman spoke very poor English. And he basically was not really able to answer the questions in a full way, in a full manner. That's basically it.
Thank you. Any rebuttal?
Just briefly. Just for a couple of facts in the opinion that are not supported by credible evidence in the record, page 125, it says he consistently described the floor as slippery. That's not true. He didn't say that to the doctors. He didn't say that in the medical records. And that's not, he says at the hearing it seems that it was slippery, and that's not just a semantic distinction. That's conjecture. Secondly, the full opinion, page 126, it says at the point where he fell, the claimant was continuing to turn toward his supervisor's office. At the hearing, he testified he's walking away from his supervisor's office. A lot of our argument the reason that the hearing testimony cannot support the foundation of this finding, why it doesn't offer credible evidence, is the video basically contradicts what the claimant testifies to at the hearing. He says he was talking to his manager as he walked away. That's shown at the very beginning of the video, but not throughout. It says his manager was screaming at him about a job-related thing. That's actual testimony from the hearing, of the appendix at page 12. And it says he was turning around to speak with his manager when he fell. That's just not shown in the video. If there's no causative, simple acts of walking are not compensable, and if there's no causative connection to the employment or nothing unusual or wrong about the floor, there could be no award of benefits. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We'll come down and greet the council.